By Friday, we're going to bring back some thunderstorms along and ahead of the cold front. All models this far out continue to point to a complete passage and some nice, comfortable weather conditions Saturday and Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Third annual Greater New Orleans Military Show. Dealers from across the nation exhibiting and selling world-class museum-quality military antiques and collectibles from all nations and eras. Uniforms, hats, helmets, medals, flight gear, vintage weapons, and much more. Saturday, Sunday, October 7th and 8th at the Castine Center in Mandeville. More info at GreaterNewOrleansMilitaryShow.com and Facebook.com/GreaterNewOrleansMilitaryShow.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
We sound good this afternoon. We are glad to be here. It must be 4 o'clock, and this is Herds Louisiana Live. We're glad to be here on WGSO 990 AM, the flamethrower of Southeast Louisiana. Paul Hurd, your host. We're going to bring the news to you for Louisiana. We've got some update on this crazy clemency hearing that's on again, off again, maybe settled, maybe not. It's really a classic inside the Beltway, inside the Capitol, give and take and giveaway of rights and privileges to our murderous convicts sitting on death row. I don't have all the information, but we'll talk about it. And even some of the, what we're going to talk about is what information is not public. Look, we're going to do that. We're going to talk about, we've got good news about the crime rates on the street. And what's funny is I need to send a special reporter or staff writer. I don't even know that anyone wants to claim this, but NOLA, the Advocate, put out an article about crime going down in New Orleans. We're going to talk about it, but they're just baffled. They're just baffled. Well, if they'd read their own newspaper or their own website for the last week, the answer of why we are finally reducing crime in New Orleans metropolitan area is right inside their website, their articles. We'll get there. We'll have fun with it. And then Louisiana Budget Project is my favorite socialist communist rag. I get their email. I think it's shocking. I think it's nobody could agree with Louisiana Budget Project and even be able to pass economics 101. It's really a manifesto on big government overseeing everything, including your paycheck. So anyway, we'll get to them. That'll fill up our day. We've got some financials. We've got a little bit of information about Louisiana, but heck, it's time to get it started. And by the way, we'd be glad to hear from you on Louisiana Excellence Hotline at 504-556-9696. Give us a call. We'd be glad to hear from you. Give me a topic. Give me feedback on what we're talking about. By the way, let me know who you're voting for, or let me know how you feel about repealing death sentences for people who are unquestionably guilty and maliciously evilly guilty. I think I've been surprised. I will commend the Jefferson Parish DA so far, from what I can tell, standing up for public safety, punishment, crime, and punishment for real crimes. But we shall return. I'm sorry I get ahead of it. It just means this hearing, this debate about the death penalty is as much a precursor to whether or not we're going to get crime under control in this state as anything that's going to occur other than who you elect as a governor and who you elect as attorney general. And then What did we do at the clemency? How much death did we give away? Anyway, here's our business report for the day. Day was a slow day in the sense that there were no big changes. S&P closed down less than a point, which is no percentage. NASDAQ closed up at 88 points. That's up almost 0.7%. Good day. Dow Jones closed down 74 points, down 0.22%. No big deals either way. Probably the NASDAQ was a bigger gainer, but we know that's our volatile index. Interesting is everything's getting driven by the rates. Rates continue to creep up. The two-year Treasury bill crept up from up to 5.115, up almost 0.07 of a percent. The 30-year went up to, closed at 4.8. That's a inverted curve. We're not going to go through all that. The fact is it's getting, the curve yield is flattening clearly. That means the market's betting on a pause. But the only thing negative about that pause is that the inverted curve is flattening because the long-term rate is coming up to meet the short-term rate, not the opposite, which often happens is when you get over the hump, the Fed starts cutting rates short-term and the front end goes down. That's not what's happening here. The Fed is holding the front end up, and in the meantime, the long-term rates are creeping up, and that's a threat to the economy. Look, Bitcoin had him a good day. He's up above 27,000, closed at 27,900. This morning when I looked at it, he was above 28,000. It was up over 1,000 points. It closed today up 796 points or 2.94, almost 3% up for the day. Way to go, Bitcoin. Natural gas closed 2.85. That's down from yesterday. It's still up from 2 weeks ago and two months ago. Crude oil closed at 86.79. That's down just a little bit. And you see, last week or so, we bubbled up above $90 a barrel. It stayed up there several days, but then it fell back just below 90 at 89.88, now down to 86.7. That's a good decrease. It's not what they expect. The market's still talking about crude oil staying well above 90 and probably going above $100 a barrel. Right now, that's not what we got this week, but that's the reflection of the market today. It's being driven both by the reduction of the production by Saudi Arabia and a little bit about Russia, but also whether or not we know in the West on whether or not there is any contraction, any reduction in the economy in China. And all the information we get out of China is malarkey and unbelievable and nothing that we can rely on. But that's where we are. Look, the business report from Baton Rouge put out, it's by David Jacobs, and he put out a little article summarizing another more detailed article about income growth in the United States, income growth in the Southeast region, and then income growth in Louisiana. When we get back, we're going to talk about it. The bad news is it's bad news. Louisiana keeps losing. Man, it's like getting beat by Ole Miss. When we get back, we're going to talk about the income. And another article that I really don't understand by the staff editorial of NOLA, who can't figure out why people are leaving this state. We'll try to explain it to them again. If they understood and read what they have, they'd understand. Paul Hurd's your host. Hurd's Louisiana Live is the program. Tell your friends, we're bringing it to them Louisiana style. We'll be right back.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
We're glad to be here. Paul Hurd, your host. As I said, Louisiana Live, we're glad to bring it all to you on Louisiana News. The Louisiana Excellence Hotline for you is 504-556-9696. You're welcome to give us a holler. Let us know what you got on your mind, particularly about we've got one thing I wanted to mention at the start of this second segment, and that is, remember, we have early voting now. You can go to, you call your registrar of voter in your parish, call them. They will have offices open. Every precinct is not open, but they'll have several offices open where you can go and vote during business hours and a little bit before in the morning, a little bit after work in the afternoon, in the evening. But early vote, get it out of the way. If you're a hunter, if you're going to go deer hunting over the weekends, October 14th is going to be our big election day. That gives you all this week, next Saturday, and then next Saturday, then we'll have 4 or 5 days off, and then you'll have a big Saturday. If you're going to Deer hunting will be, deer season will be open. There'll be, I think, teal season. The answer is get yourself out and get your voting done early. Don't wait till Election Day. The game used to be we all enjoyed going and voting and standing in line, doing our voting on Election Day. Don't do it that way. Make sure you bank your vote. We're going to mention that probably every day this week. We're glad to have it. We need to vote, vote, and vote. We've really got some major choices with our governor, attorney general, treasurer. Lieutenant governor, I think, is not as controversial. Secretary of State's important. And Friday, I gave out my endorsements. What we need is change. We need new people with new ideas to change the number one problem that we have, and that's what we're going to talk about, because our sweet little newspaper just can't figure it out. They would flunk Economics 101, but here's what we've got. The personal income report for the nation came out. Louisiana's growth in personal income was at 3.8% during the second quarter of 23. That's April, May, June. All right, here we go. National personal income grew at 4.5. That is 15% at least better than Louisiana. Average. If we were just an average state, we would be growing at 15% faster. But now let's go to the region. How are we doing in the Southeast? Well, regionally, we trailed Florida that hit 4.7. The above national average, Tennessee, 4.2 at national average. Texas at 4%. But what's difficult for those three states is that they have so much in migration that has not yet been transitioned to being productive that their numbers understate the productivity that they're going to have with the new people always coming in. But anyway, Florida, Tennessee, Texas lead the way in the Southeast. Louisiana outpaced Arkansas, South Carolina, Alabama, and Georgia was 3.4. Louisiana was 3.8. The point I'm making is it is clear just in this report, Louisiana income trails U.S. average and all of the real growing states in the Southeast. Now, editorial today. Editorial by NOLA. It's the best of times in Louisiana, except we're despondent about the future. This is the craziest article. Let's read the first sentence from NOLA, from the editorial staff. No one had the guts to sign it. Take credit for this economic befuddlement. This is the first sentence. By almost any measure, times are good in Louisiana. Times are good in Louisiana while we fail to improve and grow and expand better than anybody in the Southeast. Clearly, worse than the average in the United States, but to the NOLA, to the status quo kingdom, and our NOLA Times-Picayune advocate media outlet, they are the protectorate. If you think about those soldiers that stand in front of Buckingham Palace in their little red jackets and their puffy little white hat, fuzzy white hat, and they stand there. They are the defenders of the kingdom. Well, NOLA is our little red jacket, puffy white hat, defenders of Louisiana's historic economic failure. Unbelievable. Oh, almost any measure. Times are good in Louisiana. Let's think about this. We've got out-migration, the 35, 40,000 people a year. We've had it. We have shrunk. We're 600,000 people short of what we would have had had we been an average state for the last 10 years. Out migration, businesses out, educated are out, entrepreneurs are out in disproportionate amounts. We can't even birth enough babies to keep our population going up. And then, let's see, even more tourists are coming, which is true. Louisiana, as a place to come for entertainment, can't be outdone. But what the Times-Picayune believes is it's all in our head, that we're all just despondent. We just don't, we don't trust how great it is to stay great. The most interesting point they make on this is that Baton Rouge area is growing more than any other area in the state. Duh. That's what we've been saying here. Baton Rouge is sucking the life out of the rest of the state and building palaces and building favor machine. And at the end of every tax year, throws a great out-migration party. They take our money and they send us on our way out the state. Industrial complex. So why are we so glum? The outflow of young people from Louisiana is our curse right now. And it's not hard to figure out what we need to do. We need to lower our nationally high sales tax. We need to phase out immediately the income tax that Texas, Tennessee, and Florida do not have. Where is all the population going? Texas, Tennessee, and Florida. They live without that monster. We can too. But I just, let me see if there's any more else, any other grandiose statements. They do say that we need to make changes over the next decade. Come on, NOLA. If we are the last ones in 10 years to phase out our income tax, or we are the last one to lower our sales tax from 10% to 7%, and it only takes us a decade, we'll be lowering our sales tax for chicken feed because everybody but the chickens will be gone. And so it's, I can't figure these guys out. I just, and then they lament what they found in their own article that says people left here, went to North Carolina, and they loved it. They went to Florida, they loved it. They went to Texas, and they said, you know, this is more dynamic. We've got to change, and that's what this election's about. Look, that's where we are. That's our business report. That's our financial report. I want the editorial staff, I'll please advise them to please go read their newspaper from last week, and they'll know why people are leaving. When we get back, we're going to talk about the clemency hearings that are on again, off again, administrative or non-administrative. It's a real inside the beltway fight. This is Paul Hurd, your host. This is Louisiana Live. We're coming in hot. We'll be right back after this break.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org. Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
My son, Tuta, had a bright future, but his life was taken by someone who should have never been on the streets. Just a senseless crime.
My daughter was excited about the future. All of a sudden, we heard a pop. Landry bent over and screamed, "Help me." That's when I knew. It was a scream that you never forget. I grabbed her and said, "I'm here. Mama's here. Tell me what's wrong." And she never said another word.
There's no justice when murderers are allowed to walk free.
Jeff Landry knows where the system's broken and wants to make our state safer.
Jeff Landry was a police officer and a sheriff's deputy, and he knows what's wrong with our criminal justice system.
Jeff Landry wants to fix the system.
Jeff Landry will hold everyone accountable. He will make our streets safe again.
We need a law and order governor.
That's why I'm supporting Jeff Landry for governor.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. After one of the most oppressive summers on record, fall-like temperatures are on the horizon, just a little later than normal. Brooke Thorington has more.
Which is going to feel unbelievable after the summer we've just been put through.
State climatologist Barry Kime says we should feel a drop in the mercury this weekend. Usually by mid-September, we begin to feel the beginning of autumn. But this year, it's a few weeks late. Things should cool off at night going into the weekend and by the beginning of next week.
And we're looking at perhaps low temperatures in the 50s with highs in the 70s. It's going to be absolutely fantastic when it finally arrives.
So if you've been itching to debut your fall wardrobe, Kime says to hold on a few more days. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Lake Charles police continue to investigate a fatal shooting that left one person dead and three others injured. It happened Friday night near the Y2K nightclub. When officers arrived on the scene, they were greeted by a large crowd. 23-year-old Paige Caesar died from his injuries early Saturday morning. Louisiana Radio Network.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. One in three Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight Campaign.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO.
glad to be here. Paul Hurd, your host. We're bringing it to you at 4 to 5 p.m. every weekday on WGSO. We can hear from you as well. You can chip in. You can let us know what you're thinking about the elections coming on. I'm always surprised because usually during this time of year, you'll start getting the calls that says, look, I'm John Doe out here, and I'm for Joe Blow for dog catcher. And we usually get voters calling in, telling us who they're in favor of, telling us who they're not in favor of. You're welcome to give us a call at 504-556-9696. We'll talk about the election as we go through our Louisiana news. Look, the number one issue besides the going the election of state officers is this attempt by our lame duck governor to grant off-the-shelf clemency to every murderer in Louisiana sitting on death row. It's an it is tragic. There is such a thing as crime equaling the punishment. And what has happened is suddenly in the middle of August, 55 petitions, everyone on death row moves for clemency. And the attorney general stands up and says, you can't do that procedurally. They're not proper. They're not timely. And so the pardon board says, okay, we won't do that. Then the governor says, yes, you will. I appoint you, and I'm ordering you to put those things up for clemency hearing, not investigate them, don't review the apps, put it up for the final step of a clemency hearing. Well, with that, the clemency board did what it was told and scheduled for October 13 and November 8, I believe, but first week in November, scheduled clemency hearings on the merits for 55, well, for the initial 20. And so what happened was a suit was filed in East Baton Rouge for an injunction against the pardon board to say, no, you've got to procedurally go by the law, the statutes that apply, as well as you have to go by your own administrative regulatory procedures, or you have to change them. And they did neither, but they scheduled for, and it's still pending, scheduled for October 13th. The, let's see, today's 2-7, be 9. It's like next Thursday or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It'll be next Thursday or Friday. Clemency hearings for 4 or 5 people were pending on that day, and then more into November. Well, the injunction hearing was filed, and it was supposed to be held on the 28th, last Thursday. They went to court. They got in court. The Attorney General's office is a party to the suit. East Baton Rouge DA is part of the suit. The DA in Jefferson Parish intervened, and other DAs from DeSoto, Rapides, Caddo, and Jefferson all are parties to the lawsuit to enjoin this illegal procedure. Well, like all lawyers often do, you can't tell what's going on. They meet, they go behind closed doors on Thursday and say, let's just go out and ask the judge for a continuance, and let's see if we can settle it now that we're all in the same room and we're all here to talk about it off the record, where no one knows who's given up, who's not standing by the verdicts. So they go back out, and last Thursday, that hearing was continued until tomorrow, the 3rd. Now, what's going on in the meantime? In the meantime, that was done on Thursday. Late after 5 o'clock on Friday, the pardon board holds an emergency hearing. Then they go into executive session. Then they come out an hour later and they say, we think we've got a settlement of the matter. Well, what is it? Well, we can't say because we think we've got a settlement, but they don't even have it approved by everybody on the pardon board. They certainly don't have it approved by the East Baton Rouge district attorney and the other five district attorneys that intervened in the suit. They're all plaintiffs together. And the issue is what we're being told is that they have agreed that a certain five death penalty convicts will actually get a clemency hearing on the 13th. Those five will get a hearing on the 13th, and the board, after that hearing, can then recommend that their clemency be granted and they be released, or that they their death penalty be revoked and they be given life imprisonment. There's no restraint. It's all behind closed doors, and it's one of those brutal ignoring of our criminal law. At the hearing, they said, no, we think we've settled the case, is what the board said. Then one of the gentlemen on Zoom call, but at the hearing, said, look, let's be clear. All of the interveners, which are these other five DAs, we're all plaintiffs, and you've not settled with any of us. And we will be at the hearing tomorrow at the 19th JDC, and we will be asserting all the defective procedural and substantive defects in the board's attempt to grant clemency hearings for anybody. Now, what we think has happened, and we don't know who the four or five death penalty convicts, which ones are being given the opportunity to have their sentences reduced. I will say this, one of the comments made during the hearing, and this is important to this community, is that the DA for Orleans Parish has not objected. Now, this is what was said. I don't know. I haven't looked at the record. But the attorney who is in the case said, we note that the Orleans Parish DA and the Ouachita Parish DA have not filed any objections to the clemency hearings, nor had they intervened in the suit in the 19th JDC. What I'm trying to say is it could be that the five convicted murderers may be those that are out of Ouachita Parish, that's Monroe, and Orleans Parish, that's here, and that all the rest of the people were protected except for the DAs who didn't object. I don't know that that's the case. We'll find out tomorrow. The hearing's again at 9 o'clock in East Baton Rouge. We'll see if there's a hearing. We'll see if it gets called off. But right now, the idea that we've got a death penalty in this state that can so frivolously be dismissed. Here's what I don't believe. Remember this. All of these DAs can talk about, and all the local courthouse pontificators can suggest who or how the local 19th JDC district judge will rule, whether he might think the governor has plenary power to pardon the any convict that he wants to, no matter what. That's not what the Louisiana Constitution says. I don't care. Look, this is a big case. I don't care what the district judge's opinion is. Respectfully, I hope that it's well-reasoned. I hope it'll be explained. But let me tell you who decides whether the governor can thumb his nose at policy, procedure, and the law of death penalties. I'll tell you who decides that. at least four justices out of seven on the Louisiana Supreme Court. There's no reason to surrender and not preserve the death penalty and the protection of the public. Look, that's where we are. Tomorrow, we'll have as much information as we can get in the afternoon on the clemency hearing. Paul Hurd, your host. We got one more segment. Let's take a break, catch our breath. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joins us. We'll talk to Ringside All-Star Michelle Hurstis. And we'll visit with the mayor of Mandeville, the Honorable Clay Madden, to update us on what's happening on the North Shore. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO. It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
This is our real take. Paul Hurd, we're here. I may be talking to the heavens, but we're glad to be here. We've got a caller on hold for just 2 seconds. Let me introduce this last topic. What's interesting about the terribleness of the clemency hearings is that we're starting to do it right, reluctantly, and only because the people and the businesses are beating our public officials about the head and shoulders with political sticks. And that is, we have a dip in our violent crime in Orleans by 20% in Orleans. And what I wanted to mention was, let me take my call first. I'll get to this. The point of this article is another one, just like the economics of, golly gee, everything's fine here. I just don't understand why people are leaving. Well, that's one editorial that is ranks up there as one of the silliest things Nola has ever written. This is the second one. This is violent crime has dropped 20% in New Orleans. But if it's not understood, what the heck is going on? Why did crime drop? Look, let me take Matt from Houma. I haven't heard from him in a week. Glad to hear from you. What you got, Matt? Oh, don't be telling me you got a bunch of hammering going on.
Nope. Actually, for a change, the end of the day at the shop is actually the end of the day at the shop.
So good. What you got this? What you got this afternoon?
Well, you were asking for people to call and say who they're voting for.
There you go. Okay.
How can they do that? They can't get in. But here I am. So I'm 90% Jeff Landry. I still have a few reservations about the objections that John Schroeder brings up about, taking money from the trial lawyers who are supporting the coastal lawsuits. And I know he's saying that, well, he didn't realize who those donations are for. He could have given the money back. Then there is.
You don't remember Governor Edwards the First said when he took some money from a business person that would normally have been against him. They said, "Well, why'd you take it?" He said, "I took it to get it off the street." He said, "I'll give it back after." He said, "I gave it back after the election, but I've got it off the street so it couldn't be used against me." That's what's going on with look, welcome to Politics 101. Look, go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
For Lieutenant Governor Albert Guillory, I know he's a long shot, but I just plain like the guy.
I like him, too. He's a good guy.
So I'm going to vote. Go ahead and reward him for being one of those brave men who step out when it wasn't popular and walk away from the Democrat Party. The others
AG,
are,
Attorney General.
Treasurer, I'm voting for the guy who used to be the congressman, Fleming. Yes, and then go ahead and vote for Liz Murrell for Attorney General because she was Jeff Landry's right-hand woman, and she seems to have the right mindset, type of person we need to defend our constitutional rights against the federal government.
That's right.
Who's
that leave? Is that leaves the Secretary of State?
Secretary of State. I am voting for Brandon Trosclair. He is the person who's promised to do the most to clean up our voting system and remove all doubt.
Oh, look, I understand. That's exactly what he's said. I endorsed another person. It's not my job to reiterate them. Look, I'm glad you called. That's what we need to do. I need to hear people speak out. What I like about your call is you got a reason for every one of your votes. And we can all disagree and still drink beer and eat crawfish. So I appreciate
especially
the...
Especially if you're buying.
Particularly if we're buying. Look, I appreciate the call. Let me get on with this last little article just to teach Nola how they really ought to read their own stuff that they publish. Here's what we got. Violent crime down in New Orleans for 20%. Exceeding national trends. We're down. Our violent crime is down. Though we were the head of the pack for murders a year ago, we're down more than the state. I wonder why but we don't understand why. Let me explain what NOLA, what the Advocate, has published in its own paper in the last week. Here's what we have going on in Orleans Parish, okay? We have, because of being able to hire some civilians to get more police officers on the street, meaning we're getting the police officers out from behind desks, we're getting them in cars, we've got faster police responses to emergency calls. It isn't where it needs to be, but it is better. It is, if you give an emergency call, you've got a good chance you're going to get a prompt response, number one. Number two, NOLA's very article talked about the crowded number of people in the Orleans lockup and in the Jefferson Parish Orleans lockup. And what did they say in that article? They said there are more arrests of adults, 70% increase in arrests for illegal gun use. And overall, the increases, I'm doing it off this off the top of my head, maybe a 20% increase in overall arrests and 70% increase in arresting people illegally using guns. Third, in the article, there was a disagreement between the district attorney, Jason Williams, and the news reporter, because Jason Williams wanted to say the reason we've got high crime in Orleans is because our criminal district judges are setting bonds, bail, the pre-trial bails, too low. They checked it, and that wasn't true. In fact, it was the opposite. In the last 6 months, the average bail for a violent crime had gone up from $20,000 to $30,000. So we've got faster responses. We've got more arrests of the people perpetrating. We got higher bails, so we're more likely to keep the people who are still a threat, we're more likely to keep them in our lockups. And then that means that our juvenile system is almost full, the pretrial detention, and our pretrial detention for adults, the Orleans lockup, is close to capacity. Mr. Nola, Mr. or Mrs., let me get your sweet little name. Please, Missy Wilkinson, if you arrest the perpetrators, if you bake their bond high so they can't get out and do it again, if you hold them in the retainer until you get them to court and you try them and you ship them to the state, you're stopping the repetitive recidivism of those who are doing violent crime to continue to do violent crime. Read your own silly newspaper. This is what they would teach you if you tried to take criminal justice law 101. I took it 48 years ago. And what they'll teach you is punishment is a deterrent in two ways. It's a societal deterrent because if you know you're going to do a crime, you know you're going to do some time. It's more a deterrent because those that you arrest and those that don't make bond, they're not going to do another violent act. Look, that's our day. We're going to talk tomorrow about death penalty and whether or not this lame duck governor is going to be able to let any of these murderers out on the street or reduce their sentences. Paul Hurd, your host. It's 5 o'clock. Let's go have a margarita. Oh, them little fires. Great big lies. Tiny little feet. Tiny little feet.
I believe Louisiana, our jobs, our kids, our values are worth fighting for. This is Jeff Landry. That's why, as Attorney General, a police officer, and Sheriff's Deputy, I help take criminals off our streets. As Governor, I will work to keep them out of our neighborhoods. It's why, as a Parish Economic Development Director and as a small business owner, I help to create hundreds of jobs for Louisiana. Our state deserves a great economy. As Governor, I will cut the red tape that's harming our business owners. As the son of a school teacher, I believe every kid deserves a great education. We must protect them from harm and from woke politics in the classroom. This is Jeff Landry. If you believe in Louisiana, I ask for your vote for governor. And join me at jefflandry.com. Together, we can make Louisiana great. Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.